When you have to stop but don't really want to, stop at BP. Because BP has everything you need to keep it going. Fuel to keep the adventures going. The BP Me app to keep the savings and the commutes going. Snacks and drinks to keep the crew going. And the BP Me Rewards Visa to keep the rewards going and going and going. A stop at BP isn't a stop at all. Keep it going.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
The challenge has been accepted.
Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again. Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice.
Evidently, no more than twice. Dates are set on the calendar now. President Biden, former President Trump agreeing to two debates that'll set the tone in the final months of the 2024 campaign. Live team coverage continues in our Washington newsroom. Kirsten Garris with us. First one is happening well ahead of schedule, well ahead of any time that I can remember.
Oh, yeah. We went from not sure if we'll ever have a debate to we're having a debate and very quickly. So the first one will be next month on June 27th. It'll be hosted by CNN. And then the second one will be in September, hosted by ABC News. Now, the quick agreement on this timetable followed the Democrats' announcement, President Joe Biden, that he would not participate in fall presidential debates sponsored by the Nonpartisan Commission that has organized them for more than three decades. Biden's campaign instead proposed that media outlets directly organize the debates between the presumptive Democratic nominees and Republican nominees. Now, the debate is so unusually early on this political calendar that neither Biden nor Trump have formally accepted their party's nomination at this time. But now the swiftness of this matchup really just comes together and reflects how, you know, each of these two candidates thinks that they are, you know, better than the other, and they have the potential to, you know, go ahead, get into this head-to-head showdown. But I will say, similar to the kind of the earliness of this debate process, we also have not really seen any rematches with the same two candidates. So this was always going to be a unique political campaign. So as we see these candidates kind of hit the debate stage, something critical that we'll be watching is just obviously how age plays a factor. Both of these candidates are much older. President Biden is 81. Trump is 77. So we'll see, you know, what their energy is like when it comes to facing off each other. Obviously, when we hear the former president speak, it's often at rallies. So, you know, it's a different kind of cadence, a different kind of tone versus when, you know, we see President Biden talking a little bit more often because he's had campaign events, but also he's doing bill signings, you know, talking from the Roosevelt Room, things of that nature.
Neither has actually been on a debate stage since they debated each other in the 2020 campaign. And it's just the two of them. RFK won't be at these?
You know, time will tell, as I say. But the Biden's campaign has proposed excluding third-party candidates such as Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from debates outright. Under the debate committee's commission's rule, Kennedy or any other third-party candidate could qualify if they secured ballot access sufficient to claim 270 electoral voters and polled at 15% or higher in selective national polling. So this is something that both CNN and ABC announced the same qualification threshold will, you know, maintain, saying that candidates will need to reach at least 15% in four separate national polls of registered or likely registered voters to meet their standards. Now, in response to all this, third-party candidate Kennedy accused Biden and Trump of, quote, trying to exclude me from their debate because they are afraid. Now, it is worth noting, both candidates probably are a little afraid about RFK because he has been polling decently well. We're talking about 10% or so. And that could pull away votes from either one of those camps. And it's still unclear which campaign could be affected more by a third-party candidate.
Yeah, it's a high bar that's been set by both the Biden and Trump campaigns, and the networks will certainly follow any developments that happen over the coming weeks. And it's only a matter of weeks before that first debate that'll actually occur in Atlanta at the CNN studios. Kirsten Garris, part of our live team coverage of You Decide 2024. Thanks.
When you have to stop but don't really want to, stop at BP. Because BP has everything you need to keep it going. Fuel to keep the adventures going. The BP Me app to keep the savings and the commutes going. Snacks and drinks to keep the crew going. And the BP Me Rewards Visa to keep the rewards going and going and going. A stop at BP isn't a stop at all.
keep it going.